Jesus and his friends were going to the great city of Jerusalem to celebrate a special holiday. When they were almost there, Jesus sent his friends into a nearby village to get a donkey for him to ride. When they returned, the disciples spread their coats over the donkey's back and Jesus got on it. Soon, Jesus was riding through the gate of the city. When the people saw Jesus coming on the donkey, they began to line up on either side of the street. They shouted loudly, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of God." Some people took off their coats and spread them on the road to show Jesus their love and respect. All the while, everyone was shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of God." Some religious leaders in the crowd were upset. They were afraid that there would be trouble with the Roman soldiers because the people were calling Jesus King. "Teacher, make your followers stop shouting those things," they scolded. But Jesus replied, "If I told the people to be quiet, the stones of the city would cry out instead." Then Jesus turned and continued on his way. The disciples followed Jesus into the city. They were so happy and excited. "Everyone will see that Jesus is our King," they said to each other. "Now Jesus can take charge." The disciples did not understand what was going to happen. In just a few days, Jesus was arrested and sent to die on a cross. Soldiers took Jesus out of the city to a place called Skull Hill. There they nailed him to a cross between two criminals and waited for him to die. And people came to make fun of Jesus. "If you really are the King of the Jews, why don't you save yourself?" they jeered. Even so, Jesus prayed to God, "Please forgive them, Father, for they don't realize what they are doing." It was a terrible day for everyone who loved Jesus. They watched him die, and it seemed as if the whole world had gone dark. It wasn't the end of the story. It was just the beginning. Something wonderful was about to happen.